I'm Chris.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Alex.
Yeah. Wigloo Dads. We're back. Here we are. Another night or day or morning. Hard to say.
Who's that?
What?
It's Travis.
It's Travis. Oh. He's back, folks. The guy, the scientist, the one and only Travis. He's here. Hi, Travis. How's it going?
I went home and I was lonely, so I came back.
Nice.
Did you buy a dust collector yet?
Not yet. Still searching.
Still searching. On his quest for dust collectors.
I told you last week to come over and get that thing.
We lured him with Oreos.
I have like three different dust collectors in the shed in various stages of completion. You can just look at those and take your pick.
Oh, yeah. So now you're offering this a week later.
Yeah, last week it was you build me one. Now it's just
a lot of time has passed.
If you just wait him out.
I've been busy.
Yeah, just wait him out. You'll get
Next week he'll deliver it to you.
Yeah, so that, probably. One more week and it'll just be in my driveway.
There you go. I like it. We've got a fun episode for you. We're going to tackle the dad side of Wigloo Dads. We've got a couple segments, as they say in the business. So we're going to start out with, cause I'm still kind of trying to figure out this whole parenthood thing. I got a new little baby thing and, I'm kind of trying to figure it out. She's kind of a riddle. So I'm going to pull the audience and we're going to get, give me one tip. Doesn't really matter. Could be about anything. One tip for a new dad. So one set of wisdom, whatever you want. So, we'll go in, chronological order. What about it, Chris? What do you think? You got any tips? You're a man of wisdom. I know that. He's contemplating.
Dan's making rude gestures at me.
Yeah, he is. It's hard
cleaning my lips.
Sure.
Vulgarly.
Aggressively.
Very aggressively.
But, you know, you've got a couple kids. They're fantastic.
Yeah, they're okay.
They're still alive.
How do you do that?
They're 10 and 7. Easy tip.
Just one.
Easy tip.
It doesn't matter anything.
Get the little crumb crunchers on a schedule.
Yeah.
And call them crumb crunchers?
Call them crumb crunchers.
Well, it's better than calling them crotch goblins.
And that part's cut.
Okay.
Yeah, get them on a schedule and keep them on it. Because even the 10-year-old, if she's not on a schedule, things are like different.
Yeah, I like the concept of that, but I know that I think I'll probably struggle with that because like I'm not even on a schedule, so it's hard for me to keep somebody else.
Oh, I'm not on a schedule either. It's all
Chris, I'm surprised you didn't just say tell them no.
I was gonna say that, but I didn't want to trigger you more.
Every time anybody complains about their kids or vents about a recent kid issue, Chris pops in and says, "Have you tried telling them no?" Every single time, every single parent gets triggered.
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, but have you tried it?
Nope.
There's your answer. There's your answer.
I like it. Okay. But no, schedule would be good because you got to keep them organized. You got to get them a routine.
I'm not on a schedule, but they are.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I like the concept of that. I don't know. I might struggle with
it. And you just got to break their will.
Yeah. I've tried that with Nora at night. I'd be like, "Why are you crying? Stop crying. Knock it off." And I even yell and scream. She doesn't seem to care. She just cries more.
Well, why don't you put Boozer in there with her and Boozer will calm her down?
Maybe. Throw him into the fray.
My kid is still scared of going over to Alex's house. Because of Boozer.
Boozer?
Not the giant dog, but because of Boozer.
Because of the lap dog Boozer.
He thoroughly enjoys looking kids in the face. I'm not sure what it's all about.
Well, my kids would love him then.
Dan, okay, what do you got? Anything?
I got two pieces for you.
No, I asked for one.
You get two.
Okay.
One is for you specifically as a dad.
Okay, I think that's what the segment's about, right. So let's go with that.
The first is, if you're home, change the diaper. I feel like, my wife's a stay-at-home wife, or stay-at-home mom. Ever since we had kids, she transitioned to that, and she does so darn much. So, making sure that, pee, poop, whatever, you just do it because she does way more than you ever expect anyways. So that's my number one advice for you. Number two is, you may not know this, I can get emotional.
That is a fact.
Wait, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So one day I was sitting there putting my kid to bed and I realized that he's 4.5. And I did the math and realized that he's 25% of his way on the way to being out of the house. At 4.5. And that got me all teared up and everything. and it was, you know, just after we had our second kid too. And it was really just focusing on enjoying those moments with your kids. Well, you walk in the house, they like run to you, they're excited to see you. Make sure you drop everything and focus on them because they're not going to be around for that long.
Well, what if you just make them stay at the house longer? I mean,
don't teach them how to drive. Just make them think they can't move out until they're 30.
And well, and like they could stay home and go to school at the same time.
I have cousins like that. It's not as great as you think.
No.
Sorry, sir. I'm not going to mention your name. but I would say just make sure you enjoy your time with them
because
the time passes by. Everyone always says the time passes
by. It's already been like 8 months and it was like pretty quick. I was like, wow.
Speaking of emotionalness and moving out, we just went to the Great Wolf Lodge up in Washington the other week.
I love your wolf ears.
Did you get your AirPods back?
No, I lost my AirPods while I was there. Anyways, and so I told Ashley, like, this could, what if this, because Brooke took her stuffed animal with her. And she's 10 now. I said, what if this is the last time she wants to take her stuffed animal on a sleepover? And then she almost started crying.
Ashley or Brooke?
Ashley.
Oh. Yeah.
Because she's getting that age now. It's like, well, it might not be cool to take my stuffed animal with me anymore.
How did she find that stuffed animal? How did she connect to it?
It's a Bigfoot.
Oh, that makes sense. You.
Mm-hmm. It's a Bigfoot stuffed animal.
Yeah. My oldest struggled forever to connect, and now he's got a snuggly bear. And then my youngest basically stole his older brother's toy, a different stuffed animal.
That's inappropriate.
And calls it baby.
Yeah.
And he's 2 years old, calls it baby, can't sleep without it.
Brandon doesn't have a, he hasn't connected anything. Like, he's fine. Like, he listens to this song. I don't even know what it is. Every night on his Alexa, though, on repeat. It's one song over and over and over
I'm really curious. It's amazing
how they can link to one song and listen to it forever.
Yeah, and it's like,
what is it?
For 10 hours every...
Is it like an adult song or like a kid song?
Yeah, it's like an instrumental...
I'm curious.
My kid, every time I drive him to preschool, it's second we get in the car, he can't say, he's 5 years old, but for some reason he can't remember Valhalla Calling. It's something I found on...
Well, it's not exactly an easy thing to say.
I found it on TikTok and I was like, oh, this is a great song. So I liked it. And I, you know, I listened to it in front of him. And now he's like, can I listen to the Kanaka Naka song? And I was like, what? It took me for a while to figure it out. But now every time we're in the car on the way to preschool, it's that. And so the whole 15-20 minute drive, we listen to it on repeat.
Kanaka Naka. Nice. Yeah. So Senior Travis, you're a worldly man, very scientific. You've absorbed a lot of good knowledge. So what do you got for me? You got any words of wisdom?
Not a parent, but an uncle to 6 nieces and nephews.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Does that count, Brooke and Brandon?
8 nieces. my advice is, if you have family that's nearby, use them.
Okay.
Let your siblings be the fun aunts and uncles and take them off your hands for a couple hours. And
okay. I like that.
My middle sister's smart. She's in California, so she can avoid all that.
Nice. But I could be like... Auntie Ariel and Uncle Dan, like, here you go. Yeah. You're pretty good at this. Yeah. Just, you know, here you go. Yeah. I could bring it over to Chris, be like, Chris, actually, like, you know how to do this. Figure this one out while I'm gone. That's pretty good. That's good advice. I mean, I'm impressed. You guys had some pretty good words of wisdom. I'll try to put it into action and let you know how I go.
So that's, if worst case scenario, just do what Dan said. Tell him no.
Say no. Tell him no. Okay. That's fair. All right. That makes sense. I can give a shot. I feel like I would try hard to do that. But I mean, I feel like I would fail in the execution. Maybe I try once and then it wouldn't work.
Well, once she gets to be like 8 or 9 and she just gives you the batty eyes and it's like, good luck saying no.
I'll be in trouble.
I saw something on maybe it was Reddit or something, or maybe it was TikTok. One of those social media things I shouldn't be on. You know, your kids start off really attached to you. They get into their teenage years and they hate you and push you away. And then, you know, after college, maybe toward the end of college, they need their parents back. And that's also made me very emotional.
And then you die.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, like kids, so, you know, a large part of our lives, right? Like it's their whole, you know, a large part of our focus. And eventually they just decide they don't need you anymore. And that's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah. But you got 2. So, you know, like drag that out for
a bit. You got a 50-50 chance. One might stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we staged them right. So one always loves me at least.
Yeah. Maybe so. Interesting. Okay, so next on deck, we've got kind of a fun one. And it's kind of flipping it around a little bit, but it's about, you know, when you were a kid, what was your favorite vacation? So it could really be no real reason why it was your favorite. It's just like, what's a vacation that kind of stands out? Could have been staycation. You could have gone somewhere cool. Could have been a vacation with a buddy. Doesn't really matter what the parameters are, but something that stands out to you in your mind that you really remember that maybe you'd even try to replicate with your own kids, perhaps.
One of my favorite memories was building.
Is it your turn? Are you going first?
Yeah. Apparently Dan's going first. Dan's going first.
Okay. One of my favorite memories was building sandcastles with my grandpa. Okay. And, until my mom took the urn away.
Wow.
That is horrible. I can't even. Okay, so we're going to.
This is why Dan doesn't go first.
This is why Dan all doesn't go first.
Okay. On that note, I
was about to say, oh, like what beach? Where were you guys at? You're such a son of a gun. Okay, Chris, moving on. What do you think? Is there anything that stands out to you?
Yes. So every year we would go to. Dan is having giggles.
Dan's having some problems.
Breathe, Dan.
Breathe.
Just breathe. Okay. Use your mouth. Use your mouth hole, not your ear hole.
Okay, there we go. Heavy we're breathing. Back. We're back, folks.
Every, not fall, I mean in August, I guess, whenever, we would go to Sun River for about a week, and I would always take my buddy Josiah. And so even from like the time, we were like 10, 11, till pretty much through high school, we would go, and my parents would just set us free to go ride bikes and do whatever we wanted and go to the pool. Like looking back now, it's like, man, we were so young, and they just let us
do
go.
Whatever, just kind of roam.
Kicked us out
yeah,
of
yeah, that's funny.
Hey, you know, have you been to Sun River?
No, I've done a similar thing. Yeah, I wasn't going to pick that vacation, but that is one of the top.
But that was every one. Summer, like we looked forward to going to Sun River.
Don't you still go to Sun River?
Yeah, but we haven't gone for the last couple, since we've started.
Because like, did you ever like rent bikes and stuff?
Oh yeah, we would always rent bikes.
Or, like get bikes from the house you're staying
and
in.
We would, well, back then you'd have to rent the bikes, and then we would go ride around and watch the horses.
All over the place.
Go to the pools. Yeah. And
we did that. That was fun.
But when we went, though, when we went back that long ago, like all they were just like regular pools. They didn't have any of the cool water slide or the shark like they have now. And so they would have like three different pools. And so we would just go to a different one each day. And B2 was shy to talk to girls, so that was fun. And then we would go to like the village and go to the candy shop and get ice cream or miniature golf or do an arcade or whatever. So yeah, that was always really fun to go and do that every summer.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
We went and we
so you're going again?
No, tangent maybe.
Oh, tangent.
Tangent interruption.
Okay. Look, I wasn't done.
My sisters and I we're doing a family kind of reunion between the sisters and families or siblings and family thing, and we went to Sun River in 2019. And that was the first time I went there. It was amazing because I've always heard about it. And that's kind of been our destination of choice moving forward. But then, of course, COVID hit and everything. So it's kind of interrupted our plans. Mm-hmm. But we definitely want to pick that up because it was a lot of fun. Being able to go to the shark and hit all the bike trails, like you were saying, and stuff. And
I just remember the candy store. It's got all this candy and stuff.
Oh, and it smells like when they make the waffle cones there. The waffle cones, yeah. And it smells so good.
Have you guys ever been to Kanita?
No.
Yes. Kanita?
Kanita. There's a casino there.
Yeah. So they shut down, but they're reopening.
Oh, they shut it down.
They shut it down for several years, but they're reopening.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Very cool. Where is this? Kanita?
Yeah, it's at the pool is, they only have one slide. It's not as nice as Sun River Shark areas now, but they have one pool, but it's all heated by natural hot springs and stuff.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah. And they've got tons of bike trails and like you can stay in a hotel. You can stay, they have like these teepees built on concrete pads with cots in them and stuff. You can stay in there, a bunch of things.
That sounds pretty cool.
Lots of activities.
Hmm. Sounds pretty cool. Travis, what about you? Do you go anywhere? Do anything fun?
The one that stands out the most is, I think it was about 6, and we went to Florida. We went to Disney World and all that stuff.
Oh, nice.
But the thing that stood out is we happened upon a space shuttle launch.
Oh.
And that was a very awesome experience.
You got to see the whole thing. Like
just the whole thing.
Wow.
Is it the one that blew up?
Oh my goodness.
No.
That's good.
This one was successful. But I remember us just driving down the road somewhere and cars were just like pulling off the road. So we pulled off two to see what was going on.
Yeah.
And everyone was just like pointing in a direction saying,
look over there.
Look over there.
Look at the light.
Nice. That's pretty sweet. I mean, that's all kind of a once, not maybe, it's like a once in a lifetime kind of thing for us West Coasters.
Well, then, so back to me since Dan so rudely cut me off. with his tangent.
Oh, I thought you were done.
No, okay. I wasn't done, but Dan just cut me off. That's cool.
Chris, I apologize.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that.
Look how mature we can be.
You guys just kiss and make up. Okay, Chris, go for it.
Don't do that with your tongue. Moving forward, though, like we had so much fun at the Great Wolf Lodge last time we went a couple weeks ago that we already scheduled another trip in November.
Oh, nice. Is this all indoor facility?
Oh, yeah. It's all indoor and heated, and they have a big wave pool and giant water slides.
That's cool.
It's all, they have a whole bunch of restaurants, and in the, it's all in one big, huge compound. Everybody just wears either pajamas or swimsuits.
Were your kids able to do everything?
Yes. They went down every single water slide, did the wave pool and the kiddie stuff. And
do they sell Jolly Ranchers?
Yes.
At the place? Do they have Jolly Ranchers?
They have a candy shop that you can go in and get all the different candies, bulk candy.
Nice.
What was the best water slide?
The best water, I don't even know what it was called, but there was one that was a little bit scary. It's like the tornado something. Both Brandon and Brooke cried.
Did any adults cry?
No, I almost did. It was scary. I went down back. So you sit, it's like you're sitting in four of you in one giant inner tube, and I had my back facing down, so I couldn't see anything, but it's also pitch black in the water slide. Like it's all black, and there's just LED light strip on the top, and you go down, and all of a sudden you just drop almost straight down into this big cyclone thing. And you're just going back and forth, and it feels like you're going to tip over. And both Brooke and Brandon were instantly screaming and crying. And then it took us the rest of the day to convince Brandon to go on the small water slide.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that would be going backwards to be kind of freaky.
Yeah, it was. Because you can't see what's coming.
Yeah. We want to take our kids there, but we realized there's height restrictions.
Yeah.
So Brandon was like old enough to enjoy it.
Brandon was like an inch taller than whatever for the biggest, scariest one. But for the, they have ones that are still a lot of fun for the kids that are probably, you know, 2-3 stories high that the kids can go on.
Whoa.
Without.
So you gave me some advice. You said that once you went, they sent you a coupon code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was like 60% off for our next stay. And so.
Oh, nice.
It's a lot cheaper. But they always have a Groupon too. So that's why we got our first one.
That's how you did the first one.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And so with the Groupon, then you have to go within like 3 months. And then, but we booked the November one through them directly, and it was way cheaper.
Nice.
Cool. Because if you just go for the day, it's like $60 a person. Wow. But if you get a hotel for four people, it's $200. And so then, you know, that's more than the entry. And you get to stay the night.
Nice.
So it was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Was one night long enough?
No, I think next time we're going to go for two nights. And so that way we can get, because you can go, we can go early in the morning, or we can go the entire day and spend the night, and then spend the entire day doing all the activities and then leave the next day. Instead of having to try and do everything in a half of a day and a half of a day.
Right. That makes sense. I like
it. But some of the people we talked to there had been there for like 5 or 6 days.
Oh my gosh. That's a lot of sliding.
But they had a little bit older kids though. And like you can just set the kids free like in the facility and have so many different activities besides water stuff that they can just stay.
There's other things?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
Nice.
But yeah, definitely be going back there because it was fun.
You already went, Dan.
No, I did tangents, but I haven't
gone. You've gone twice.
Sun River, sandcastles with his grandpa's ashes.
That was a joke. Yeah. I was moving our fort early.
Okay, fine. I'll let you go if you have a serious one.
Yeah, so my oldest cousin, closest cousin, there's three of them. He was the first of the kids to go to college, and he was going to go like Wyoming State.
Sure.
University of Wyoming. One of those
Laramie
things. So he was going to visit campus. And so naturally, we all went on a giant road trip somehow. So we ended up going to Wyoming. So we traveled, we hit the Eastern Oregon Museum, something about like the Oregon Trail, quite cool in Baker City. Then we went going to, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. They have a giant, water park there. We did that. And then we went to Wyoming. We saw all the very cool,
antelopes and
Yellowstone type things.
Oh, Yellowstone. Mm-hmm.
So that was an amazing trip. And then, he got to finally do his visit to the school.
He actually got to visit the school.
Yeah. Okay. But it was a very cool. And then on the way back, we visited a family in Idaho, and a couple of us stayed there while the rest of the family moved on back home. So it was like basically like a 5-6 week type trip.
5-6 week?
Yeah.
Was it like a caravan of family?
It was two cars, but
that's so nuts.
It was my aunt and uncle, they've got three kids. So there's their five, and then my mom and myself. And so we basically just caravaned all the way over there. And you know, back that's then crazy. We didn't have cell phones really. Mm-hmm. And so we had the little handheld radios only worked within like 2 miles. Yeah. So that's how we communicate. Like, someone's got to go to the restroom, wait for us or whatever, you know, we'll stop for food, whatever. So it was kind of fun doing that. We got to do all the fun Yellowstone sites. We ended up going into Montana, seeing the Big Sky area and the mountain range and stuff there. It was really cool. It was a very fun trip. And so it's something my wife and I want to not necessarily replicate, but probably improve upon.
Are you going to go 5 weeks?
No, no, no.
Okay.
But once our kids are old enough to somewhat become entertained in the car.
Like a family road trip.
Yeah, go to Yellowstone, go through Big Guy, stuff like that. Do that, and then maybe like a Banff, B-A-N-F-F.
Yeah, Banff.
What? Yeah, trip up to Canada or something as well.
So, I thought you said Vamp. I was like, Vamp? No, Banff.
Yeah. So makes sense. Those are our road trip goals. That'd be pretty
sweet. Was this before or after he shot himself in the foot?
After. So he was actually at University of Wyoming. He went out hunting with a buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was out, he was bird hunting, and he happened to shoot at a pheasant that was flying. As he stepped back, he stepped on something, which later the investigation, this is a big thing, turned out to be an old, well, they thought it was a coyote mine, where it was like a wood contraption with a 30-06 pointed up to kind of kill coyotes in the area to help the local, you know,
natural cattle men.
Yeah. But they also said it could have been a stray bullet that hit him. So it went in through his ankle and bounced around. Shattered his whole foot. So this was when I was probably, 12 years old. So he was 18. So yeah. So I was 12 or 13 years old when this happened. And then, this is 20 years later. So he's still dealing with it. It's healed some. And then he still has like it's the phantom pains and things like that. So
he still has his foot though.
Yeah. It's a funny story. Tangent. So this is my cousin, right?
I believe you said that. Yeah.
Right. So after he
went, it's not my cousin. I know that
he went to University of Wyoming.
Okay.
Then after that whole incident, he went to Oregon State University. Oh, he was in Fisheries and Wildlife. Nice. Do you know who he met?
I mean, there's so many options.
Met Chris. And he started hunting on Chris's property.
So when Dan was like 15 years old, I became friends with his cousin.
Yeah. And so I meet Chris years and years later, like 10 years later.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, I don't know how we figured this out.
Friends. I guess I was friends with him on Facebook.
I don't know. But somehow we realized.
Or maybe it was Derek's wedding.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Maybe it was Derek's wedding. Yeah. Yeah. So we realized that he is good friends with my cousin.
We used to hunt like every weekend.
And they used to go hunting. And
so he's hunted since.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd have the stomach to hunt again if I got banged up in the foot.
So recent news is that he's still having foot pains and things like that. He's actually considering amputating his, like from knee down or foot down or something.
Oh, wow. This turned painful in a very tragic direction.
Yeah. But
good episode about fun, friendly kid vacations gone wrong.
True, true.
Dan, you've really hijacked this episode.
Are you glad you let him go? Amazing that Chris ends up being one of my best friends.
He's friend.
No, I would consider him one of my best friends.
Oh, okay. Inner circle.
Yeah. Probably top three for sure.
Oh, depends shit. Depends on the day. That's good.
He was pretty salty at me this morning, though. So
I'd sell for top 10.
No, that's how you know Chris and I are good friends is because I can be salty with him.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, I know I can't be salty with you, Simsy.
Yeah, I'm emotional. So
no, you're in the top three.
I'm emotional. Oh, Jesus.
So who's the other one?
I'd take top 10. I'd be fine in top 10.
Then who's the other one?
My wife.
Okay, so let's move on here. Enough of Dan. Story time with Dan. We did a lot of fun vacations. The one that sticks out the most, we did, I don't remember how old I was. I want to say like maybe junior high. I can't even remember, to be honest. It was cool because it was like not every vacation, but this particular vacation, my brother and I got to pick a friend that could go with us. And so we got to pick a buddy and we went on a trip down to San Francisco. It was like a California trip. We got to go do some.
Why did your brother get to pick someone, but you didn't?
No, we did. We each got to pick a friend.
Okay. There's four kids. Had to share one.
Yeah. So we had the four kids. We had to share a friend. No, there's no friend sharing. So it was the four of us. So we had four kids and then my parents. And then, so it was really fun. We did like a road trip. We went, I think we saw, I don't even know. My memory's very bad. I think we saw a baseball game. We went to some things. We did some stuff. But it was fun. I remember it being very fun.
We did a fun trip down to San Francisco when I was in sixth or seventh grade too. And I went to Alcatraz and downtown San Francisco and this and that and all that stuff. And the aquariums and SeaWorld and all that.
I think
it was a lot of fun. We went through the Redwood Forest and did all that. It was fun.
Did you drive through the tree?
Yep. Through the tree. Nice. I still have
the big blue ox.
The few pieces of jewelry I have a little redwood bowl type thing with a lid I keep in from that trip in third grade to the Redwood Forest.
And that's your jewelry is in the bowl?
It's a bunch of old necklaces I don't use anymore.
You should bring them back. Yeah. Bring them back.
Yeah. Puka shell. You'd look good at puka shell.
Oh my goodness.
I had one, dude. But that
Dan would have definitely had a puka shell.
Yeah, Dan would definitely. Hey, like definitely the skin tight one. Oh my gosh. Super tight puka shell.
Sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead. No, I think that's a...
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't your story, Chris.
No, it was good. It was a great time.
I was just channeling my inner Dan. I think
the main thing was like, you got to bring a friend with you. That's like that was fun. Really cool. Yeah. Like, you don't not.
Then you're not just stuck with your twin.
Yeah, because we had plenty of other family vacations where we just fought the whole time. So my parents wisened up. They're like, oh yeah, bring a buddy, and that'll keep you busy.
Did you guys have the same friends? You and Kagan.
There was a lot of overlap, but we had our independent friend circles too. Yeah. Though, so there was some.
The one time I brought a friend on like a camping trip, nobody else liked him.
Oh no,
it was rough. And I
who cares
like,
what the other people think?
I felt
nobody. Your family didn't like him,
right? So 20 years later, here I'm, you know, managing people. But 20 years back, I had to like manage this person. Like, these are the things you're doing well. These are the things you need to improve upon. And we're not like a week long camping.
Do you do
trip.
That with your employees regularly? And you can improve on like, this.
Looking back.
Why didn't you let him just be who he was?
Because the family hated him.
Well, who cares?
It was small. You know, looking back.
Was he being him the whole time?
I'm sure. But from an adult perspective, it was just like small stuff. Mm-hmm. But back then, parents reacted or whatever. So like he would drink a soda and leave it out. Or he wouldn't clean up after himself. Like, yeah, whatever. So, like,
we're 13. Kid.
Whatever.
13-year-old teenage boy. Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. Lesson learned. Choose my friends wisely. Mm-hmm. Okay, sweet. Well, that was fun. So, Dan, we're really stretching your memory banks here on dad jokes. Do you think you have any in the hopper?
Well, I already did the one premium.
That wasn't even
there.
A dad joke. That doesn't even count.
That made me feel sad.
It was dark.
That felt me uncomfortable.
Very sad.
So insight here. Sometimes I run these by my wife, who is, you know, highly intelligent.
Way
and gives
better
good advice.
Human being than you.
Debatable.
Then am I dropping down the list? Can I stay in the top 10? I'd be fine with that.
Yeah. Okay. So she.
Does Dan even have 10 friends?
I think so.
I feel like 10? 78.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot. That's
don't make me name them. But yeah.
Wow.
I'm probably 77 out of 70.
No, you're in the top 10. Disc golf brings you way up.
Nice.
I like to give her some insight onto the jokes I'm going to give each week. And she gives me coaching.
She screens them.
Which normally doesn't really sit. But I had like 20 jokes lined up for this week. And she's narrowed it way
But she's way more of an intellect than Chris and I. So she needs to know her audience. Like, she needs to get in our heads.
Yeah, she even gives me instructions on how to say it. That's why the
Is that why you screwed that last week's one up so bad?
No, that's why the Grandpa Sand joke actually moved into the podcast versus after, because I felt it was appropriate.
Oh, and she said no to that one?
No, she said you need to make sure you manage it so that it fits into the conversation.
I guess, yeah, that was a...
So he trapped us.
Way to go, Dan.
He baited us.
We're all still depressed over it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, give it a shot. Everyone's favorite segment, least favorite. It's a segment, we can say at least. We know it's a segment.
Most people just skip to the section.
Yeah, dad jokes with Dan.
Yeah, so last night I was dreaming that I was swimming in an ocean of orange soda. But when I woke up, it was just Fanta. See? Okay.
I'm close.
Travis is shaking his head. Alex is really holding back laughter.
I don't know where I'm at right now.
Chris just looks jolly.
I look jolly.
All right. Do you know why T-Rex can't clap their hands? Let's hear some guesses.
I don't want
to. Let's open it up.
He's a freaking T-Rex and he can't clap.
All right. Do you know why T-Rex can't clap their hands? Because they're freaking dead.
Okay. My brother says those jokes all the time, so that's more on him for priming the pump. That's funny.
Hey, tangent with Dan during joke section is I am apparently considered a T-Rex.
It's because you
first
got
met
short
Chris,
arms.
When I first met Chris, he basically said, you're a T-Rex. You have short ass arms. We're going to name this explicit episode. But you say you have short arms. And he started making fun of me, called me a T-Rex. And then
people at work call you T-Rex.
Yeah, it transferred pretty darn quickly. Unintentionally.
I sent out some emails.
Truth hurts, yeah. I guess. Truth hurts.
Very funny story. So I had this, you know, this magnet something about T-Rex giving hugs or something like that, right? And I get to my sister's house, and she has the same magnet on her fridge. Apparently people have been calling her a T-Rex for years and years as well. So apparently it's a...
Your people.
It's hereditary?
Yeah, it's hereditary.
Interesting.
Have you measured your arms to see if they're actually short?
No, but I do know they're short.
Let's get a tape measure, folks. I need to find
Like, my wife will, like, you know, we're, you know.
This has been, we're going to name.
Joke around.
This episode's Dan's episode. Yeah, okay.
We're joking around.
Okay, history last one.
All right, we'll skip that. All right. Do you know what a pirate's favorite musical note is? The high seas.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I laughed too much on the last joke, but that was pretty good.
He tapped you out early.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I had a really good science joke we told off air. I got Travis just rolling, so we're going to go with that.
I did laugh at that one.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good one.
All right. Did I remember that?
It was about Argon.
Oh my gosh, Chris is measuring. All right, we're measuring Dan's arms here, folks.
So do we do from the armpit or
on top? Armpit, bottom, armpit.
Armpit.
It's so wet and sweaty.
No, it's not.
Oh my gosh, this is what this has devolved into.
Or we have to have something to compare it to.
My arms.
All right, so. But it has to be proportional to his height.
Damn it,
oh, he's doing, man.
It's 25 inches long from armpit to the tip.
No, it's not. That was
the tip. From armpit to the tip, it's 25 inches.
That's like 26 total.
Here, do mine.
Yeah, dude, Travis is very long.
Neutral third party.
But I don't understand why you guys are, what you're trying to accomplish. Everyone has very different wingspans here. Like, I don't.
It needs to be proportional to your height.
Oh, fuck. It's all long.
What's Travis?
More math.
I think Travis got extra 3 inches on me. Let's see if Chris can do the math.
30 inches?
30 inches. That's a lot.
Oh, here we go.
You're not allowed to measure me. I don't want to measure. Hold on. Do my left arm. That's my longer one. Left arm. Yeah, that's my longer one. Yeah, get in there. I don't want my sweatshirt to I don't want it to hold it against
me. Damn, yours are longer than mine, too.
Out to the middle finger?
29. You didn't do my middle finger. You did my pinky. I'll call 30. We'll call 30. So we're 30.
Yeah. So they're both 30s, and Dan's 24.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. We all
so
know
far this checks out.
It checks out.
I even admitted it.
Yeah, okay. But we just wanted to get a definitive.
Yeah, the Woodies demand the evidence.
It's scientific.
Scientific. Okay.
All right. Thanks all for letting us in your ear orifices.
That's so dumb.
I'm cutting that out.
All right. With that, I appreciate you all listening with your ear holes, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you all.
See ya.
Peace out.